What's going on, guys? It's Adam Waif here, and in today's video we are going to be talking about why we're all so serious. I found this hat and I was like, you know what, we're going to make a video on seriousness because we've got to all just have a break. So the other day I was looking outside the window and it was completely foggy. There was nothing to look at. It got me thinking. I was like, why are we all so serious all the time? Do you know what I mean? Like the fog, I can't see anything, can't do anything, you can't drive, you know. And then you just sort of like, wow, a bit of fog just sort of messes up your day, and it's funny. It's just air mist. So yeah, that's the whole video done. Now messing. So yeah, what's going on, guys? It's Adam Waif here, and yeah, so I just thought we're gonna do another video. It's another week, and I found this hat. This is actually my girlfriend's hat. It hurts my head a little bit, but I thought for this video we might as well mix it up and put on the cowboy hat because you know what? Why not? Why not? I hope you've all been well. I hope you've all been enjoying 2024 so far. I know it's probably hard in this country. A lot's going on in the UK, in the world. And it's, you know, it's hard to stay grounded and grateful in times when it's really hard. You know, they're saying stuff of a recession. And there's a lot going on. So I feel like that this is why I want to talk about, let's just have a break, seriousness can go away sort of conversation today. Because I can't be asked to just hear all of this news that's always saying something negative. You know, there's something going on here, there's something going on over there. And I know it's good to stay informed. It's very, very good to stay informed. I mean, you know, I've been informed. I mean, it's hard not to be informed these days when you're on social media. Do you know what I mean? TikTok will give you every single bit of news plus an extra point of view that you never really knew that you were going to need. But I do think that's the good thing about, you know, social media, is that you can get quick information and then you can just leave it alone. Do you know what I mean? Just leave it alone. And that's what I've been focusing on recently, is just trying to, you know, get what I need from it and then leave it alone, because there's no need to be bombarded with a lot of things online. You know, you can overpower your brain, and I think it's quite good to just relax. So me and my girlfriend are going to go to Thailand soon. Here we are. This is me and my girlfriend. There we are, snogging. Do you know what I mean? Exclusive. But yeah, so we've been planning away our travels. As you might have seen, we vlogged an entire journey over to Ibiza, and that was so good. And we're now going to go to Thailand. If I can hang up this poster, but yeah, we're going to go to Thailand. And I'm so excited to see some elephants, maybe. You know what I mean? Look, with some elephants, there's definitely going to be some monkeys. If anyone's gone to Thailand before, let me know, because what a time. Do you know what I mean? What a time this is. You know, it's a place where we should all be living, realistically, amongst nature, eating wild berries, just by the sand, in the sea, like a dolphin, and just enjoying just existing. I feel like it's very hard to just exist in the UK. Do you know what I mean? We're just here stressing. There's not much to not stress about. So I feel like in Thailand you're around nature, you get humbled by anything, like a bug that could potentially kill you is to your right. So you're like, well, I'm in fight or flight right now. But then you just kind of get humbled, so you relax. Do you know what I mean? You're like, all right, I'm just gonna relax here now. Like, let's avoid those spiders. But in the UK, there's no threats other than our own government. Yeah, I wish we sort of had some more exotic animals. But I mean, if we had lions and tigers and bears here, I don't think anyone would survive. It's a very, very, very rough game in the wilderness. But yeah, so going back to Thailand, we're going to go to Phuket. And then we're going to literally just chill for a bit. Do you know them ones when you're traveling, but you just get a bit sick of traveling? So we don't want to get to that point. And we haven't even left yet. But we're going to just literally do 2 weeks and literally just kind of enjoy doing nothing, walking around, exploring, but not really having anything planned. I think I can't really overly plan stuff, otherwise it gets a bit intense, do you know what I mean? If you have an itinerary that has everything by the minute, by the hour, then you're going to get a bit overstimulated and have to do things on time, and if you're late, you can't, you know, miss something. So we're going to literally do 2 weeks and just kind of go. I think we're going to stay in one place for 2 weeks as well. And or a week, actually. No, it's a week. We're going to stay somewhere for a week. And then after, we're going to go off doing absolute traveling, which is going to be really fun. I just, like, the thing is, with my whole YouTube career, I didn't even aim to, like, want to get a full-on corporate job or anything like that. I've always just wanted to travel. So now that I'm able to do that and I can just travel, this is the dream. Do you know what I mean? I've got loads of collection of postcards from places that we've been. And that's literally one of the best things, like just collecting things from places that you've been. And then after Thailand, we're going to come back to the UK and enjoy some of the UK sun. The UK is bearable when it's sunny. Just a bit random when it's winter. The reason why I don't post as much content as most people do is because I don't feel like people have a break. Do you know what I mean? They don't really stop talking. This day and age, there's so many people talking. And I know, I'm sorry to be another one and adding it to the mix of me being someone who's talking. But I mean, I feel like these days it's very hard to just have peace. Do you know what I mean? You go on social media, and before it used to be like cat videos and funny content. Now it's so serious. Like everyone's so serious, and it's always about money or fighting or relationships or who's having sex with who or who's doing this with what. And it's so boring. Like, we've been on this earth for so long, and all we've come to amount to is talking about personal relationships and other people doing this and that and this and that, and getting triggered online over how someone's dressed or how someone's living or how someone's doing this or that. It's so boring. Do you know how boring it is to just be like existing just to complain? How bloody self-centered do people have to be to just sit and complain all day and think their opinion matters when they complain as well? Like, we all have a hard time, we all have something going on. Do you know what I mean? We all have something that we need to like achieve in this one life, and then when people complain, it's just so jarring. Like, I'm complaining now, but I might as well just shove one in there. You stay silent long enough and listen to people talk, and you realize why they're talking in the first place. Someone's got to take over. Do you know what I mean? Someone's got to talk over them sometimes, get your opinion in. But it feels like the world's on TikTok's dominated by people just waffling, just talking and talking and talking. But the thing is, they're not even talking to do anything good. They're talking to do tax expenses. It's not even like they want to help anyone out. It's boring. So going back to the peace thing, this is why it's good to just literally kind of disconnect from social media. I have this sort of idea in my head that the future is going to sway. There's going to be two sides of the world where people love being in social media, you know, VR, they've got the Apple headset on and they love living in an alternate reality. They can escape when they want. But then there's also the other people who really want to stay in tune with Earth and nature, and, you know, they don't want to conform to technology, which is fair enough. I mean, everyone should have that right. I don't feel like everyone should have to be forced into the technology world. I don't feel like most people are going to have a choice. At one point, especially if you live in cities, I feel like there's just no way to avoid the fact that nature is going to get ripped from you and then put in a VR package so you can look at it from your flat that you're paying too much money for. Do you know what I mean? It's so predictable that I can see, you know, I've already like planned my stuff out. I've got a van. Do you know what I mean? Why would I have a van? Do you know what I mean? If you actually deep it, it's not the cost of living crisis. It's like freedom. Being able to live in a van is the most freeing thing ever, because if anything hits the fan again, do you know what I mean? We've all been like put in situations where we can't do stuff now. But now, you know, I've got a van that has everything. It's got kitchen, it's got bedroom, it's got toilet, it's got, I'm on my sofa right now. Do you know what I mean? I'm just chilling. So it's got everything you need. And I feel like that's why I love having this sort of accessibility, is having a van. And when, you know, shit hits the fan, I'm getting in the van and just going off, you know. I feel like being able to move and being able to live freely is the number one objective, and it's always getting taken from us each day. It's absolutely exhausting in that sense as well. So once you start, you know, growing up and realizing this is happening, you try and find your peace as much as you can. Because I can, you know, we can take this van and go anywhere peaceful. Like, there's just nature zones where you can just drive to and you're just in a peaceful zone. Do you know what I mean? Away from all the chaos, and or you can just be squashed into cities, pumping your energy out for corporations and then getting nothing in return. It's honestly because like they make the rent so high that you're working so long that like they make the rent high enough so that you can't have any money to chill, but low enough for you to afford it. So you're stuck in this middle zone of not being able to afford it but affording it at the same time. Do you know what I mean? It's such a trap. And I do definitely believe everything out there is a bit of a trap. And you've got to be able to you've got to be able to move freely. I mean, if you've ever really thought about stuff, how free are you? It's a good question to ask yourself. How free are you? And that's how much peace you can get. Now, I know everyone's like, well, you've got to work for money. Okay. But what is the money for? Okay. And then if you're asking yourself, well, okay, I've got to pay rent. It's like, why do you have to pay rent? If you can't stay at your parents' house, then fair enough. You know, there are sticky situations when it comes to that. But you can also find different options. And I know people are like, well, renting's the safest option. Renting's a trap. I mean, landlords aren't exactly here for your favor. They just, you know, they try and get you into the rental market so they can keep you there for a long time. And then you can keep paying them for a long time. And then they're happy abroad. Like, I've rented for the past 10 years, literally since I was 18, I got a flat. And I've been renting for years. I've spent hundreds of thousands of pounds to landlords. And it's worked out because of the freedom and the flexibility where you can jump from place to place. And if you have that sort of time, yeah, good. But people that have jobs, you know, in one place can't hop around. You can't just switch jobs all the time. So I've been, you know, a different sort of life path, and I'm grateful for the life path that I've had so far. But either way, so you know, the money that goes to landlords is ridiculous. They don't even need that sort of money. And I remember just even, you know, I've done well financially, but just feeling shit because I'm like, wow, I can't even afford this rent, and it's high rent. Like the most I spent on rent, I think, was £2,750 a month. Do you know what I mean? That is a ridiculous. It was just me as well. Do you know what I mean? £2,500 a month, just me. And that was monthly. And then I just decided to get a smaller place. But you know, when you can afford things, you just do silly things when you're younger. But you live, you learn, you move on. This is why I have advice now. You know, I'm 28 now, and I have these sort of insights into how to live. And I definitely think, even if it's uncomfortable, like, I'd rather live in this van that I can own, and I can literally, you know, change and paint and take apart and literally install mods and do whatever I want. Do you know what I mean? That's funner to me and more free to me than literally being in a flat. I've had so many flats that are, you know, not even livable after a while because the landlord, you know, the developers have been so shoddy, and there's just been problems and problems. And, you know, once you start dealing with other people's property, you're like, why am I even paying to live in someone else's house and deal with their problems, house sit in their house, looking after their garden, like, and their stuff, and I don't even own it? So you've got to wake up at one point and be like, well, I'd rather have this money and save it. But that doesn't mean that everyone should live in a van, do you know what I mean? Because I feel like if everyone then lived in a van, they'd ban it. And then after a while, do you know what I mean? We're not going to go in vans, and then it's just a bit of a stressful time. And then you just have to literally park up, do you know what I mean? Parking up just because you can't live in it. But, you know, who knows where those sort of angles are going. These are possibilities. This is why you've got to stay flexible. I mean, you know, rental houses can be taken from you. Normal houses can be. And you can't really sleep in a tent without being called homeless. All borrowing shelter from other people unless you own it. Do you know what I mean? Everyone needs to humble themselves. Pressure is one of the biggest stresses of life. We put a lot of pressure on ourselves. And I feel like people are like, wow, I want to be, you know, a multi-millionaire by 21. I want to have cars. I want to be rich. I want to have all the, you know, all the girls, all of the houses and everything. The generic stuff. Do you know what I mean? Boring. We have not gone this far to only come this far. Do you know what I mean? Just talk about the most boring things. Go through it. Do you know what I mean? Do it and then see at the end. Do you know what I mean? It's one of those things you have to just go out there and do. I'm not a life advisor. I don't give advice out there that you have to take. You can think about it and use your own opinions. But this is why, you know, I make this content, is that it's just to waffle. And then if someone kind of clicks to something I'm saying, they'll be like, okay, I get it. Maybe it will, maybe it won't. But I do this in my spare time. Do you know what I mean? I'm sat here in the van with a cowboy hat on, and I just put in loads of double A's into the light thing there that's keeping the light lit. And I'm just having a good time. Do you know what I mean? I don't have to do this. But I feel like after all of these life experiences that I've had, I feel like after a while, it just feels nice to just offload my mind. I have had so many experiences, and it's not even to be cocky or I've been privileged or wow, wow, wow. I've literally worked so hard for this life. And now looking back on it, because I can literally stop and rest and realize what I have been through. And it's nice to just re-encounter loads of memories in your mind. Do you know what I mean? There's so many things that I've done throughout my YouTube career. And I know loads of people watching this or listening to this might have watched me for years. Do you know what I mean? Years. 10 years ago, you might have watched me. And that's crazy to me. 10 whole years ago. Do you know what I mean? I got this. There's a 100K plaque just here. I got that so long ago. And it just, like, I look at it and I'm like, wow, like, I've got this now. Like, I had that years ago, 10 years ago. And now everyone wants to do YouTube and they want to be content creators and influencers. But now I've sort of, you know, matured from it. And it's nice to, and it's nice to dip in and dip out and, you know, leave some content for the people. They can listen to it whether they want to. You know, you can watch if you want to. But there's no pressure. And that's the best advice that I can give people. You know, if you're listening and you're watching and you're just kind of stressed with the pressures of life and you're feeling, you know, you're behind because, you know, there's you don't have a house, you're behind because you don't have a job, you're behind because you don't have a partner, you're behind because you don't have a van. Do you know what I mean? All of these things, you might be like, well, I'm behind, but you're actually never behind. You just, it's just a world of comparison. And if you've got your health, you've got your wealth. And I speak that to the skies, because having your health is the best thing you can possibly have in this world. And health and wealth tie in together. If you're looking how to make money, if you're looking how to make money online, you've got to focus on your health first. Double down on it. Double down on your mind. Double down on things that you're doing, your time, what you spend your time, you know, doing, what you're watching, what you're reading, who you're surrounding yourself with. Do you know what I mean? It's all of those things, and then the end product happens. Like, it's like, how do you become a successful YouTuber? It's that you have to live life and then have things to say. You can't just sit at the template with nothing to do and nothing to input, and you can't expect people to listen to what you have to say. Like, I've had years off YouTube and making content, and then come back and enjoyed it even more. Do you know what I mean? You've got to be able to let go of things and come back to them. Let go. We've got a long life, and people are sucking onto these platforms and holding on to the platforms, like, for the dear life. Do you know what I mean? And it's exhausting. So much pressure. Do you know what I mean? It's like we don't even own the apps as well. It's, again, going back. It's like we're renting space. Do you know what I mean? We're talking in rented space. Like, once we start making the platforms and owning the platforms, then we can start being like, well, I'm so stressed and I need to start making content. But, like, we don't know how much TikTok's making off us. Do you know what I mean? So we don't need to stress every day making 4 videos, 5 videos, 6 videos, 10 videos a day on TikTok. Why are we working so hard for free? And I know they give creator funds and these pots of money and pots of gold. But if you divide the money by worth, it's not actually a lot of money. I mean, you know, it's just like an incentive. It's like, here you go, cats, here's a couple bits of food, and then you can go and, you know, collect it, and you'll feel good, you know, loved, and you'll come back every day. And that's what TikTok is now. It's going to give you steady drips of income until you're numbed out and realize that you're a slave to TikTok. But that's the whole point. You've got to remember what you're doing. These aren't conspiracy theories also, by the way, guys. I'm not trying to make conspiracy theories. It's so boring again. Conspiracy theories are boring because also, like, you just need to prove something. And it's quite easy to prove things once you go to the, like, once you go to the root of something, you can sort of prove something with it. And it's hard to sort of prove conspiracy theories when you're always banging on about how it's true from your perspective, but never allowing anyone else's perspective to come through. So you've always got to make sure that you're taking in other people's perspectives as well. So then you can also kind of come to a conclusion of what actually is happening. Do you know what I mean? It's easy to just go online and think this is real. Do you know what I mean? But you have to also think for yourself. And a way I can explain what I'm talking about is, in life, it's sort of like you have to have your own belief systems, your own values, your own ways of, you know, winding down at the end of the day, and without the influence of the outside world. If everything's telling you how to live, then you're not living for yourself. And you shouldn't take it from all of these celebrities and, you know, gurus and influencers and all this. Like, I'm just a normal guy. I can't even be asked to be called an influencer. I didn't even put that on my name. Do you know what I mean? I posted YouTube videos and just content online, and then people just started calling me that. I didn't even call me that. Get over it. Anyway, so that, do you know what I mean? That's one of those things where you've just got to adapt to labels and boxes and people putting you in them. But you've got to remember what you want. You've got to remember to just always, at the end of the day, remember to live your life. You've got one life. And if you're not living your life, what's the point? Do you know what I mean? What's the point in living other people's lives? We're already in a system that's against us, so you might as well start living your life today. If they can take things away from you, if they can take, you know, if they can start wars, if they can, you know, do horrendous things in this world, and you've got to remember to just live for yourself. It's simple though, isn't it, guys? Like we're all watching YouTubers who are just making the circus go around. They're all laughing so much, like clowns. Do you know what I mean? Laughing and laughing and laughing and laughing and laughing and laughing like clowns. Do you know what I mean? It's not a circus, and we're intense now. Do you know what I mean? It's like the YouTubers now are just absolutely just laughing at dumb stuff, entertaining children like it's CBBC, and it's just boring, so boring. And it doesn't give us peace. There's no progress because they won't like be accountable for their own growing up. It's not like I'm saying stop the content that is fun and funny. You know, we can be funny now, but like with people with influence can actually sway people into good change. And I've, you know, since I've given up alcohol, I've realized what it takes to live life, you know, true to yourself, and also, you know, get a good gym routine, get a good diet in, and you kind of understand what it takes to live true to yourself. And it's not to judge other people, saying that, you know, people that drink alcohol are less than me or anything like that, or, you know, it's one of those things that I was that person, so I'm not saying anyone's less than me. It's that I've been these people, and I understand the perspective. It's that when you let go of those things and those toxic habits, and you actually let other people talk for once, do you know what I mean? You let other people clock on, and you let other people say some words, do you know what I mean? We're always swayed by numbers. We only listen to influencers or creators that have numbers. We never listen to the underdogs. Do you know what I mean? We don't listen to the people that have actual things to say, the people that have lived real life. Because why do we listen to people with money? It's interesting. So we listen to the government men that have money. We listen to influencers who have lots of money. Do you know what I mean? And then they never sway us down a good path. I mean, they always have the same sort of outcome. Make them more money. Now, it's like you could ask them about interesting topics, but they don't come up with interesting answers. It's because they don't want to give interesting answers. It's more that they want to give interesting checks. They all work together and they don't actually kind of give one absolute F. Do you know what I mean? They don't care about anyone but themselves. And it's a narcissistical, scared life that they live. Sounded a little bit Irish then. But that's why it comes back down to peace. We just got to be able to sit and be still and just enjoy the present moment and life. It sounds so hippie, but once you're in it, you'll understand, guys. And it's like, it's hard to embrace peace when you're always having to go somewhere. Like if you have a job to go to, you obviously understand the needs of going and, you know, conforming and listening and changing your voice and your narrative and your brain and what you're listening and what you're wearing to that person just to get by. And it's hard out here. That's why I have part, like I paved this path, and my channel when I created it 10 years ago is called Fucked Society. It literally is. I've got the award that says Fucked Society on it, and it's funny. Every year I look at it and I'm like, that is so funny that I got an award that says that on there, and society is at its peaked fuckness. But it's a good life that we live, guys. And we're going to go through these times that are very uncertain. And we're going to go through these times where we're led by people that shouldn't be leading. And the people that have money that shouldn't have money. And it's not always about money, but it is, you know. But that's another conversation. But it's one of those things where we've got to learn from these people that we hate so much and see what they're doing. But make the choices different the next time you do it. So then, like, now I can see how the industries are swayed by evil. Like, it sounds like I'm some Christian hyper-elitist right now, but it's actually one of those occasions where you realise what's going on. And if I was to put it in energy words, it's dark energy. You know, the devil is running all of these industries. Where money is the devil, because these people are scared. Like, most people that have no money can actually live with no money. You know, they enjoy life. They're happy. They find their ways. Obviously, there's struggles, but, you know, you can live. But then people with money, you know, they're scared that it can all get taken from them because they've become so comfortable with money. When it goes, I feel like they lose their sense of safety. And that's something that we, you know, generally don't get these days, is a sense of safety in countries, is that you don't feel safe. Do you know what I mean? You don't feel safe in job security, in finances, in house, in happiness, in anything. Do you know what I mean? It always seems to be taken away, or something happens, or it's too good to be true. So I feel like that's where you have to start critically thinking. If you have one life, surely you want your life to be good. You don't want it to be like a bad life. And if you have to detach from the masses thinking and carve a way for your own life, do you know what I mean? I carved a way for my own life, and it annoyed the heck out of a load of people. Still does. People might think I'm chatting shit, do you know what I mean? But it doesn't matter, because my life feels good to me, and I don't hurt people. You know, I'm good and true to my word, and I stick to it, and I've got a good sense of where I want to go in life. So I feel like I'm, you know, I'm on the right path, and I feel like people should listen and follow it if they wanted to. But I feel like there's a lot of people like now that are just chatting a load of absolute nonsense. And I feel like you should be careful what you listen to. Just because you've watched someone for years doesn't mean they're telling the truth. I mean, you know, you could say that about me, but I am. But it doesn't matter. I've always done so. And my podcast is called Facts Only Podcast for a specific reason. And I'm always going to speak the truth. It's always one thing that I knew would happen. It can't be the chubby bunny challenge forever. Do you know what I mean, guys? If you've watched my channel for ages, you'll know that I've always made controversial videos. Look back on my channel, look back on the videos, and you'll see there's loads of videos made on the music industry. I said it's gone to shit. There's music industry videos, there's every other industry videos, there's my industry videos, there's just I've had an opinionative mouth for years. I've always said the truth on Facebook, anywhere. Do you know what I mean? So I always like speaking it. And when I speak it, I feel good. And when I feel good, time goes by. And it's literally, I've been waffling for 30 minutes. And I didn't even realise that. Do you know what I mean? It's one of those things where you just get it out of you. It feels good. You don't overthink it. And hopefully people can enjoy what you have to say. And I don't make these videos with any sort of structure. Like, I don't rent out podcast studios. I literally don't format them. I don't write stuff down. I feel like we should all be able to just empty your brain. It's like going to the pub and kind of just emptying your brain to your mate. You don't need to bring notes to the pub. Do you know what I'm saying? Do you know what I'm saying? You don't need to bring notes to the pub. And I feel like people out there should always just big themselves up, guys. If you're listening to this, big yourself up today, because it's a hard life out there. And I knew that I've had to step aside from comedy. And I mean, I could say that I'm funny still. You know, I haven't really stepped aside from comedy. You can't stop yourself from being funny. And I still laugh and I still have a good time, make jokes. I mean, look at this hat I'm wearing. If you're listening podcast form, I'm wearing a cowboy hat. But yeah, so, you know, I knew that I'd have to get serious now. You know, I'm turning 30 soon. And actually next year, end of next year, I'll be 30. That's absolutely crazy. So, you know, I've got to mature. I've got to sometimes, you know, get your stuff together, and you've got to start speaking some truth. And I feel like I'm unlocking my throat chakra. And I've been kind of silenced for a long time. I mean, we're censored online. If you know me, I would love to make loads of content and just speak truth out there all day, every day. But I'm censored as hell. I've never wanted to talk about it because I've had brand deals with contracts and I can't even talk about it. And I literally have been locked into these long form contracts that just do my head in. And I know the money's good and I've been paid well and I shouldn't complain. But honestly, guys, after a while, I'm out of it. I don't even work with brands right now. And if I do, they want to collaborate with me because of a good reason. This is going to be like an actual collaborative effort, rather than what's happened before is that these brands are just interesting in their ways of work. But I'm not going to go too much into it because I like peace. But I'll speak about these things. But, you know, I'm a smart guy. Do you know what I mean? So I've got all of these things, but I want to help people. And there's a lot of audience members that want to be creators, and I've been a creator that people have watched before. So I do want to be a voice for these people that can, you know, break into these industries, because I love the fact that I broke into the industries that I have done. And it took me a lot to get in there, you know what I mean? It took me a lot of talking and just trial and error and all of these sort of different, I don't know, it just took me a long time. And and now it's nice that, you know, after a while I measure my definition of success at where my life is now, because I'm very proud of myself, and that's something that I'm very grateful to say now. Like, I'm very proud of myself, and I've come so far with my drinking, and I've not drank for over 2 years. Do you know what I mean? And it's like, it's just crazy to me that this is like my life. I feel fresh, I feel clean. Do you know what I mean? And I'm ready to tackle it. But this is the thing: once you leave all those things behind, you start focusing on real world issues and real things. And it can become overwhelming once you awaken to the truth and to things out there. Do you know what I mean? People say spiritual awakenings is one of the words that people say. And, you know, it's a true thing. It happens very quickly once you click into your actual reality. You realize a lot of things. And some people also say at 25, you know, your frontal lobe, is it frontal part? The front part of your brain is meant to finally develop and mature, so you see things as it should be. Do you know what I mean? It's you sort of get a mental clarity, and that happened to me the year before that. I actually did a year off alcohol for the first time. That was the year I did the year off alcohol for the first time, and then I was like, wow, I feel good after that. So I kind of, after that, I was just lagging. I was like, I can't be asked to not feel fresh, so I just gave it up. Do you know what I mean? But I've put in some work, real life work, and I feel good that I can explain it to people. And there are loads of platforms that I can actually reach people on. And it's good that I'm actually able to reach people on multiple platforms, like, you know, Spotify, over the cross of different phones, and YouTube and TikTok and Facebook and everywhere. You know, I'm out here. This is why I did it when I was younger. I've got a lot of platforms, a lot of different pages, and a lot of things to say. And I know it's hard to sort of put them all into one. That's why I don't ramble too much all day, every day, and just overflood the system with what I have to say. It's just here and there, drip feeding, because I've got a long life. Do you know what I mean? I want to be able to post stuff for you guys and then not run out of things to say. So that's why I've got to go experience stuff and then come back and tell you all what I've been doing. Go experience stuff, come back and tell you all what I've been doing, and also do it at the same time. Because when we go to Thailand, I definitely know we're going to be filming a ton of things over there. And if you want to check out all of the behind the scenes content that we're going to be doing in Thailand and all of the traveling we've done, go over to our page, Digital Hippie Agency, on TikTok and Instagram. You can see some behind the scenes footage there. We do some long videos as well with story times of some of the funniest things that me and my girlfriend have got up to. We get up to some real great stuff over the years. So we've got some great stories on there. But I'm doing really well. I feel good. And I know people must think, like, what the hell? This guy keeps coming back, and here he is again. Where's he been? But I honestly, it's the most maddest experience being a YouTuber and then seeing how the industry's turned, how it has. And after COVID, everyone's sort of gone inside and wanting to be online now. And the online world has happened. It's a new time in history. This is the first time in history where we're actually all being pushed online. Like, this isn't going back from here. This isn't optional. This is like everything is trying to go digital. So for me, it's like I got what I wanted as a kid. I was like, oh, I want technology to take over. And people are like, nah, it's never going to work. You know, printers are shit and computers are long and slow. But I knew that there was a chance because I was following Apple's lead. But like, you know, I've always known this sort of technology potential's been inbound. And it's interesting that it's here. We're here now. Like, this is, we've just got to ride it out. Like, who knows? We might be an iRobot soon. It could be anything. This world could turn into anything. We don't know what could happen. So that's why it's good to just keep yourself healthy and be ready for anything. You've just got to make sure that you're ready for the day, ready for anything that happens in the world. And it's just unpredictable. I know we all want to just, you know, let our nostalgic days take over and go back to the past. But it's just not possible. You can revisit the past in your mind briefly with memories and chat to old friends about it or yourself. We can't live there. It's not good, healthy, or anything good to, you know, to stay there in the past or the future. It's too much anxiety in the future as well. So you just got to stay in the present moment and just let yourself enjoy the simple things. You know what you're gonna have for breakfast. You know, make some nice lunch, and in between, do things that are beneficial to yourself and others. And then once you start doing that, you'll realize life can be quite nice. It's just that we've been fed that we need to be rich millionaires flying private jets, driving Lamborghinis and selling courses online. Absolute waffle. Absolute waffle. Don't ever listen to anyone online saying they need you to just buy this 5-minute course and you're going to get quick cash getting into this pyramid scheme. It's boring. Again, another boring thing. How boring and predictable do people have to be to rip people off? The working hard people, they're ripping them off with boring scams. Boring scams and schemes. There's no need to rip people off with boring scams and schemes. You can make money legit online. Easy. Just a little bit of hard work and patience. And also, guys, if you're wondering why, when it's going to pay off for you and it hasn't paid off, you've got to please put in some patience. You've got to put in some years. I never got paid for years. For years, I didn't get paid. And I was putting out content for days. Do you know what I mean? And then I got paid. And then you start working it out. You start figuring it out. And then you start realizing how you can make money and how you can do all this sort of stuff. So you're not limited. You should never put too much pressure on yourself and think you have to be an overnight millionaire or an overnight success or one TikTok video is going to blow you up and change your life. Don't put the pressure on that one video. You know, I was thinking I made like 200 videos before I even, you know, got anywhere or even, do you know what I mean? Like I'm here now. I'm still uploading. So I haven't even stopped making videos. You've got to continue. Once you get to something, a milestone, you've got to continue. Do you know what I mean? Like when I hit 100,000 subscribers, I had to continue. Do you know what I mean? I hit another 100,000 subscribers and then I continued. So I hit 100,000 and then I hit another 100,000 and then continued. Do you know what I mean? But people that hit a million did that over time and time and time again. You just go again and again. So you just got to wait. Do you know what I mean? It took us a long time. The reason why everyone thinks that we're overnight successes on YouTube or all these other platforms is because no one was looking. No one was taking it seriously. No one thought we made money when we were grafting when we were younger. And also people thought we were geeks. Like, why were you making YouTube videos? People used to bully me about it, put it in screens up in school and laugh and just, you know, their friends just watching it and sniggering. No one knew what was going to happen, and now it dominates the world. And for me, I like that. I like the fact that it is that kind of karma that comes back. But it's also, you know, once you get that, you move on. It's like, I feel good that happened, but now I move on. I'm not stuck in the past. I'm not stuck thinking like, oh yeah, I need to prove the point that the internet is going to come through. It's like, I've already done that, so now I'm going to move on and enjoy myself and find peace. See, we're back to it, full cycle, back to peace. So this is what it's about, is that no matter what you know, what success you have, you've got to be able to just relax and have some downtime. Otherwise, you're just surrounded by chaos completely. And if you're always going out drinking and drinking, you're always celebrating random milestones. Do you know what I mean? Like, when's the actual last time you celebrated a true milestone instead of one you made up just to have a bev? Do you know what I'm saying? So it's like one of those days where you just got to fix up, look sharp. And I know it's quite boring hearing loads of self-development stories and people telling you what to do and the internet again. Here you go, another voice, Adam Way. If you're an influencer, you're a YouTuber, you're telling me not to listen to them. But it's one of those things that if you want to listen, you can, but just don't get too consumed. This is why I limit how many things I put out, because it's like, you don't need to be flooded by me. I'm not like pretending to be God and knowing it all. I don't need to be number one searched on YouTube, number one on the charts, number one this, number one that, £100 million a day. It's so exhausting and weird. It's like finding oil and then never stopping pumping. It's just, you just continue and go and get greedy and just suck the soul out of yourself. There's no need for that sort of hunger. And this is why I make videos that are unfiltered and unedited, sort of like clipped a little bit, because I might say a random word. But, you know, it's just my brain offloading onto the internet. And people are too quick to say, this is how the algorithm works, and this is how this works, and this 10-step process to becoming a successful YouTuber. It doesn't work like that. You just got to sit down and check yourself. Get yourself in front of the camera and talk. Just be yourself. You can't be someone else and be happy. You can't do things that aren't you and be happy. So if you're looking for life advice, it's just be yourself and authentic. And it's also, you once you realize that, just do it and don't talk about it too much. Like, people do things and then post about it every single day on YouTube or TikTok to keep themselves accountable. But you can disappear from the world for a bit. Like, you don't need to check in with the world every day and update the world what you're doing every day. You can set boundaries with the world. And I think because the internet was a great place to escape to, people have fully ran into it and never really left. Do you know what I mean? They've left the real world, but they've stayed in Neverland, and they've stayed in the internet world that doesn't exist in the real world. So it's in a cloud. It's in a portal. Do you know what I mean? It's in wires. It's in pixels. So it's like, you've got to remember that the internet doesn't exist in the real world, but you've got to detach yourself from it before you get plugged in too far. Do you know what I mean? You'll be having VR headsets on eating dinner. And you can see where that goes. Do you know what I mean? It starts with the Instagram addictions and the phone addictions, and then you're suddenly VR addictions, and you've got an AI robot living in your house. So it's a sticky path down a Black Mirror route. Do you know what I mean? Sticky path down a Black Mirror street. That's the one. So that's why I take a step back. If you're all wondering if I'm good, I'm good. I'm very good. I've been good. I'd make videos and say if I'm not good, but I'm always good. I don't think I'm behind. I don't mind that I don't get many views these days. I don't mind that I don't get many, you know, engagements or whatever. I don't. The internet world isn't solely my life anymore. And you know, I grew up on the internet, but I really love the real world now. Do you know what I mean? I'm out here doing real things and living offline, and it's nice. Do you know what I mean? It's peaceful. And it's possible for people to do. I mean, take my example. I never went to boarding school like most people did, and I went to public school. You know, I literally did it the way people did it. I went home after school. Didn't like going to school. Didn't like homework. You know, I'd rather make YouTube videos. Sat in my bedroom, set up the light like this, and talked to the camera. Do you know what I mean? I spoke to the camera and made things happen. And when you make things happen, you get confident. And when you get confident, you know, you can handle life and you can tackle the things that you need to tackle to get things done. And it's a beautiful thing. So it's a blessing being able to handle life with confidence. And that is only done by failing forward. You know what I mean? Taking risks and failing. And it's not even failing. You're just learning new things through momentum. And, you know, you're doing things, and it's great to take action. Nothing happens from staying still. And if you feel stuck, you've just got to make one move today, whether that's, you know, click record, you know, go outside, speak to that person, send the text. Do you know what I mean? Send the email, look at a new video, take a new path, take a new bus route, go book the holiday. It's that one thing that you perceive as a risk that you need to do, that you should do, that will change your life. And I heard something on TikTok the other day, and it was saying something that blew my mind, and it was, the weakest version of yourself only has to make the choice to change your life that will change your life. The weakest version of yourself is the one that's going to make the choice for you that will ultimately change your life. So if you when I decided to quit alcohol, that version of me was one of the weakest versions of myself that was dependent on these things, you know, stuck in ruts and couldn't get by. And he made that choice to get better. And now I'm here, you know, years later, and I'm grateful for that version of me that was perceived weakest. You know, he was still strong for making those choices, brave as well. But you've got to look back at your past self and your current self and give compassion for that person. Like, if you're looking to make a new choice, you want to move abroad, you want to do something inspiring, you know, want to make art, post something online, or just live an offline life. You know, that's it. Just takes that choice and deciding to do it every single day, and years will go by and you'll look back and be like, wow, that person did that. Like, the weakest version of me made that choice. And then now you're the strongest version of yourself, grateful and inspired by the weakest version of yourself. If that isn't inspiring in itself, like if you have a week or a month off alcohol and you look back at yourself and realize how far you've come, you're like, wow. That hungover version of me that decided not to pick up another drink the next day was the strongest version of me. So you can never beat yourself up in the present moment because you were strong. Do you know what I mean? It makes sense in the future. You'll literally look back and be like, wow, I'm glad I did all that, learned all that, and did all that. Do you know what I mean? And bared all that and, you know, was resilient because I can now handle all these situations. And it's a beautiful thing. It's humbling to know. When you can just sort of open your mind and allow yourself to just be courageous with your steps. Do you know what I mean? I know it's scary at first, you know, giving up drinking or what if this, and you have so many questions. But anxiety is the lack of information. You know, the things you don't know. You know, you don't know about the future. You don't know what happens when you stop drinking. You don't know what happens if you're going to ask that person on a date. You don't know what happens when you have no money. You don't know what happens when you lose your job. You don't know what happens when you're unemployed. So all of these don't know things are fueled by lack of information. So once you go through and once you're in it, once you feel it, once you let time pass you and you're like, okay, this, I'm at that due date, I'm at that rent date, I'm at that pay date, I'm at that wait date. Do you know what I mean? You're just chilling, you know what happens, and then you're just there. You handle it in the moment. You don't have to keep worrying about the future or worrying about the past. It's already gone and you've already handled it. So that's something I like to say to my girlfriend. My gosh, I'm parched at this time. I've been waffling for nearly an hour. But something I like to say to my girlfriend is, say she's anxious, you know, to go on a trip, and I say, we're already there. And it's funny because it's like, I say it not to be cocky or confident, overly confident, like, you know, things could go wrong. But it's like, they're not going to. We're going to get to this place, you know, knowing us, knowing what we've all been through, we're going to get to this destination. And I know if it's a plane journey, you're going to get there easy. You know, there are people to make sure that you're going to get there fine. Now, I know anxiety can rustle up different feathers, but it is as simple as that, going, I'm already there. And you can see yourself in the future already at your destination, happy and content that you did that journey. And that's what you've got to remind yourself every day. If you're ever anxious, just remember yourself, you're already through it. You're already there, and this too shall pass. And those are the sort of things that you sort of need to hear as time goes on. Just remind yourself these things. It's just sort of simple but effective when you repeat these affirmations to your mind. But that's it. I absolutely love being able to share stuff online. I've done it for years. I don't do it for money. I don't do it for fame. I don't do it for attention. I just love talking. I just talk for years. I could talk for England. And I sometimes have to slow myself down from talking. But you know what I mean? It's a great time talking. But I hope you've enjoyed today, me waffling on. It's another day, another chat from Adam. But it's good because, you know, I feel like these days we need a little bit of a boost. I feel like we need a little bit of conversation. And I'm always up for hearing what you lot have to say. If you have anything to talk about via TikTok or Twitter or Instagram, let me know. And I'll get back to you. But I also want to continue making these podcasts. And make sure you check out all the new ones that come out when it does. And subscribe to my YouTube channels. And follow the TikTok Digital Hippie Agency over there. Because it's really fun, the content that my girlfriend makes on there. And I do as well too. But she loves making a story time of the things that we do. So I leave it to her. But I'm going to let you all get on with the rest of your evenings or mornings or lunch. Whenever you're listening to this, I'm actually really grateful that you are. And if you can leave a review, it's just a short little thing that adds to the experience of Facts Only or the Adam Wave YouTube channel. So anyways, I hope you enjoyed today's video / podcast. And I hope you have a great week. And I will see you in my next piece of content. Peace out.